This WIXR archive is brought to you by listeners like you. We need your support. Go to WIXR.org to make a tax-deductible year-end donation now. Thanks.
We'll be talking about this one for a long time, so get your tickets now at RaisedBySoundFest.com.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, WYXR.org on the web. It's a special hour of programming today on this kind of cloudy Thursday. We've got Chris and Nico in from Passepartout Duo. What's up? How y'all doing?
Doing great. Thank you for
That's
having
Chris.
Us.
Hey, Nico.
Good morning on this Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Well, for the folks that don't know you, which I just met you like last month, and you'd already been here for a while. You guys are here. You've been here almost three to four months as part of the Crosstown Arts Residency Program. Y'all, the Crosstown Arts Residency is every 3 months, fall, spring, and summer. They have musicians and artists, all artists of all type come in, but you all are artists. And you go by the name Passepartout Duo. How do you describe yourself as a band?
Well, we normally go around saying we're a music duo, but by now, you know, we've been playing together for 10 years, and I think over that 10 years, it's really expanded to be a lot more than just music in a way, because what we do ends up being quite interdisciplinary. There's a lot of collaborations, and we also make musical instruments, which end up being quite a like material practice. So there's kind of a lot to it at this point. But the other kind of important thing we normally mention is that we don't really have a home base. So for the last 10 years or so, we've been continually on the move through artist residencies and concert tours and stuff like that. Just
amazing.
So we are travelers as much as musicians, I guess.
So, Chris, you're originally from...
I'm from the U.S. I'm from New Jersey. That's where I grew up.
Yeah.
And I'm from Italy.
Okay. And can I ask how you guys met?
So we met at a music festival in 2015.
Yeah.
And that was in Maine.
Okay.
And
what was it called?
It's called Atlantic Music Festival. We have a kind of classical background.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically a classical music festival, and we met there playing in the same ensemble, and then we just kept playing together from there.
Wow, that's super cool. Well, at this hour, we're going to have a performance here at the top of the hour, and we're going to talk a lot. There's a lot of stuff I want to unpack and stuff you just said. We're going to play some songs that you guys picked, and then we'll do another performance at the end. But why don't you want to switch over, and we'll do a live performance from Passepartout Duo from Chris and Nico. Does that sound good? All right. Y'all stay tuned. This is currently we're listening to. Well, we'll talk about that in a bit. The Passepartout Duo. They're going to get set up real quick behind me. All right, and y'all just tell me when you're ready, and I'll fade this guy out. All right, hold on 1 second. Hold on. This is Passepartout Duo performing a new comp. This is a new composition. New composition. Okay, 1 sec. Let me make sure I got you coming here. Thank you. Wow, it's incredible. That's live music here in the WYXR studios. That's Passepartout Duo. That's Chris and Nico. Guys, that was maybe one of the coolest things I've seen in here.
Wow, thanks.
That was amazing. Just beautiful sounding and also really fun to watch. I'll post a video on our social later so you can kind of see how you make that music. I mean, these aren't keyboards you're using. These are, so tell me a little bit about the instrument and the instruments that you've got, that you guys are using over here.
So right now we have four instruments of our own creation over there, and they're basically two different instruments from the same family, let's say, and the main one is called the chromoplane. Mm-hmm. And so that's an instrument that we started working on in around 2021. And it's been the centerpiece of our live set and our live music and our whole practice, really. And
people say it looks like a stovetop or a MacBook laptop.
It looks like a closed, I'll just try to describe it. It looks like a closed computer. There's some regions when you get close, you can kind of see there's like dots and you can kind of, but from just a little bit further away, it almost, it's like a mix between a theremin and a keyboard and a, I don't know, just a Surface controller of sorts. Really amazing.
Yeah, so it's an analog synthesizer. It's a rectangle. Mm-hmm. And it's making electromagnetic fields. And then we play it holding two pickups, like just like guitar pickups or something like that. And those pickups are listening for the electromagnetic field to the instrument, and that's what's making the sound. And for us, with our backgrounds, it's something more close to maybe a percussion instrument in the way we use it, but it's completely touchless and can be quite expressive depending on the way you play it, basically.
And how did you, I mean, when, what was the birth of this instrument? Like, how did you put it together?
So we started making electronic instruments in around 2019, and at that time we were in China. We just got very interested in analog synthesizers and stuff. So that started up. It was really accessible there because that's where all the electronic components come from. And we had kind of built this practice around also making sound installations. So we made a sound installation also using textiles. There was like always textiles in our work back then. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of more of a room size thing. And there you had these little creatures that were making electromagnetic fields. And at that time, it was more something that you played with neodymium magnets, so like little magnets that would actually vibrate when you were near the electromagnetic field. So it was something really subtle. You had to be right next to it. And in kind of showing off that installation, we noticed that when we were playing it with a dynamic microphone, the microphone was also picking up the electromagnetic fields, and it was really expressive. Like, mm-hmm. we could really perform with mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
And so we just loved that. And so the next step was just to kind of make it something a little bit more practical and travel friendly. Yeah. And so it was from that installation that we got to the chroma plane.
And Nico, y'all are working on a new instrument too, right? That's over here. Is it like an upgraded version of the chroma plane?
We usually say it's a cousin.
Cousin. I like it. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Because you need both. I mean, you were using both to their full extent. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's similar in the way it has its interface with the notes on top and you play with the pickups. But there's only 7 fields instead of 10. And the sound engine is completely different because we wanted to dig into this other world of more like digital sound. And so we have also samples. And this is quite new to us because we never never play samples live, let's say. So there's also more controls. It's expanded into a mobile app as well. And yeah, we are excited. It's a prototype, and we hope it will continue to grow and see where it goes.
That's cool. Well, you guys picked a few songs. Do you mind if I pick one? We play some of your song. Like, let's do a Bridge Chamboul. Can you help? Can you introduce this song?
So that's a Gaelic. She's actually an artist from Scotland, and I feel connected to Scotland because I did my master's there, actually. We have really dig into bagpipes recently, and she plays this small bagpipe that you don't need to blow with your mouth, but you actually use your arm to pump it. Mm-hmm. And she's young and she's cool and full of energy, so yeah, we wanted to bring her on.
And tell me the name, her name one more
Britte?
Time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Don't ask me to pronounce more Gaelic.
No, that's fair. That's fair. And I'm here for the hour with Passepartout Duo. This is Chris and Nico. We're going to be playing some of their picks over the next few minutes, and then we'll have them do another performance here at the end of the hour. Y'all stay tuned. Thank you.
Hey, this is Jake Xerxes Fussell. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis or streaming on WYXR.org.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, WYXR.org on the web. It's a special hour of programming. I'm here with Chris and Nico of Passepartout Duo. They just performed live at the top of the hour and will be going to perform a little bit more in just a few minutes. But we're just playing some tracks that they picked today. Who was that? What did we just hear?
We just heard a song from Louis Michaud. Because we have been on a drive trip over the last couple of weeks to the south, and we discovered so much music, and we are super fans, new fans of Louis. And some of you might know him as part of this other band called Los Bayou Ramblers. Mm-hmm. And also, he also has a music brother, André Michaud. And we just fell in love with like Cajun music, and it really connects to our interest with like folk traditions, but trying to bring these traditions to the future. So yeah, you heard a piece from his solo album.
So what's it like to not have a home, to just travel and go from place to place?
We wish it to everybody.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's a continuous discovery. And it's, yeah, I don't know. It impacts our music as well. I think the most obvious impact is the fact that we present the same music to so many different people in so many different places. And when we write the music, we think about that. So it doesn't have too specific references somehow, because it wants to appeal to many people. That's how I feel usually, but it still it becomes our language beyond language. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. There's this worldliness while also being our own.
Yeah, and you have each other. I mean, that's pretty cool. You all get to do. What's the longest you've spent somewhere in the last couple of years?
In the last couple of years, probably no more than like 3 months, yeah. I think.
So yeah. Residency length, basically.
Residency length, yeah.
And where are y'all headed next?
So right after this is a concert in Berlin. And then immediately after that, we have 10 days residency and kind of workshop in Istanbul. So people there are invited to kind of hang out with us and make synthesizers for a few days. And we'll be working on our own stuff at the same time. And then after that, we have a big Asia tour. So maybe like 7 countries or so, about 2 months, just lots of concerts in East Asia, basically.
That's great. That's killer. And tomorrow night, the big, huge Crosstown Delight's happening, and the lights are coming on, and there'll be a bunch of people here. But after that, you can slip up into the Memphis Listening Lab, and you guys will be doing a listening of your new single, probably along with some other tracks, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the new track and what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, so that we are taking over the lab, so people can actually sit down and listen to a full demo project that we have been composing and mixing during this residency. So it's about 11 tracks, actually. There's also the contribution from some local Memphis musicians. We are so happy they wanted to join. So that's the listening aspect of the event.
And then, what Memphis artists are joining you?
So we on the recording, we had Ina on the cello, Katie on the flute, and Alex on the sax.
Cool.
And then, so we will have also some live playing of some material. And then the instruments are out on display and people can try them on. Try them and play.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if just from the performance I just saw, I would highly recommend tomorrow night coming out to the Memphis Listening Lab and seeing Past Part 2 Duo perform. And what time around... What time?
So we start the event officially at 5, mm-hmm. then at 6 are the lights, and then we are there until 8, so between 5 and 8.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's tell you what, let's hear the new FlexiDisc single. Why don't you introduce it, and I'll play it. How's that sound?
Yep.
So I think what you're about to hear isn't exactly the music that's on the FlexiDisc.
Oh,
so the FlexiDisc is 2 kind of bonus tracks
Got
that
it.
Are only available on the FlexiDisc, which is... exciting for us. And instead, this single is the last single we released. So,
as part of the same project.
Part of the same project. So the project is called Pieces from Places. It's 12 singles that we're releasing, one a month for a whole year. And they're each just something we wrote in a different corner of the world. So From Rauma was written in 2018 when we were on a residency in Rauma, Finland. That's a kind of coastal city. We were there during the winter. So we thought it would be nice to release it in a similar time of year. It feels kind of wintry.
All right. Well, here's Past Part 2 Duo with From Rauma. They'll be playing that tomorrow night at the Memphis Listening Lab. Let's listen. Thank you.
Hi, this is Liam Wild, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
It's the Candy Man. He got the cannon just 9 inches long. He sells his fast to hog and chew his cone. It's the Candy Man. It's the Candy Man. Johnson said she always takes a candy stick to bed. It's the Candy Man. It's the Candy Man. Don't stand close to the Candy Man. He'll leave a big candy stick in your hand. It's the Candy Man. It's the Candy Man.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, WYXR.org on the web. This is a special hour with Chris and Nico of Passepartout Duo. They're in town as part of the Crosstown Arts Residency Program for just another week or so, and they've got a performance and listening party and just a good hang tomorrow night in the Memphis Listening Lab from 5 to 8 p.m., so just kind of peek in during the delight. Before our Raised by Sound Festival, so I've always got to talk about that. Raised by Sound Fest is coming up Saturday night. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more info. So Chris and Nico are in the studio. They're going to perform live in just a bit. You guys just last break talked about all the places you're about to go, and earlier heard about all the places you've been. What's your take on Memphis? You've been all over, and so what's your I did not give you the questions beforehand. So
I don't know that we are qualified to have a take, I guess.
Okay.
But
love
you
do. You're here. I mean, you're visiting in here. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We can share our experience about at least this 25 square.
Okay. So anywhere we go, we don't have a car, right? Yeah. Which is, in most of the world, not a big deal.
Right.
In the States, it's like, okay, you're going to be where you are if you have a car. So we're here without a car. So we're kind of like in the crosstown bubble.
Yes.
And we love it.
Yes.
That we love.
Yeah. So
we
don't. So, much music.
So in that way, I think we're kind of pretty unqualified to have a take about Memphis.
Yes, that's right.
But our little bubble has been really great. I mean, it's been really nurturing the resources.
Mm-hmm.
But then also just discovering so much great music in a way. Like the Listening Lab is such a special place and has left us with so much inspiration and so much to think about. heading over to
the green room.
Well, absolutely. So the green room, we're just going there like every. It was almost every day at a certain point, just like seeing.
It's a great place to see music.
You know, that Autumn Defense concert just like completely blew our minds. We were just like speechless.
I know, brought in a full full strings and the grand piano. It was awesome. It was amazing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then checking out the speaker, the Eggleston Works. Yeah, it's been
all things that we care about.
Yes. Well, I know what you mean. I live in the neighborhood and I don't have a car. Like we only have one car. I just walk back and forth. And I mean, I've lived here. I have a take on Memphis, and of course, I obviously love it. But yeah, I'm glad you guys have. You guys are getting out there. I see you now. Now that I've met you, I see you all the time wandering around Crosstown. Well, cool. And so y'all are heading, you're heading to Istanbul and you're doing a tour, you said? So
yeah.
Do you book yourself or do you have an agent? How does?
All DIY pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. We get help from friends who want to see us perform often and cold calls. I called emails.
That's cool. Well, let's hear another song, and we'll do a performance here. Why don't we do a song, and we'll get you set up for a performance.
Okay.
That sounds good. You want to introduce this next one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
This is a piece from a composer based in New Orleans called Christopher Trapani. And this is a project that also connects to... what we care about, because it's also about music and instruments and travels. And he was a great help in organizing our musical excursion to the South. And in fact, I think this is an appropriate song because it's called Clarksdale Blues.
From honey. For the cypress
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. I'm here with Past Part 2 duo, Chris and Nico, until 11 o'clock. And they're going to perform is this another new song? This is an older song.
Kind of old.
Okay, all right. This is a live performance here in the WYXR studios with Past Part 2 duo, Chris and Nico. Thank you. Yeah, that was incredible. That's Passepartout Duo. That's Chris and Nico live in the studio performing. What was that? What was that piece called, Chris?
It's kind of well, we could say
it's called a remix.
It's called a yeah. This piece we've been playing for basically since that instrument, the Chromoplane, has existed. And the thing about it is, we can like change the tuning of the instrument, but then just keep playing the piece, and it just kind of sounds different if we change the tuning. So it's like the playing and the tuning are a little bit separate. So it was like
pure,
that piece, but with a different
music.
Tuning. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just changed up the tuning and it kind of sounds different. So.
And what's each of your, you said you had classical training. What's each of your backgrounds? What instruments? And
I studied percussion and Nico studied piano.
Okay. And then just have expanded that into just pretty much everything, like melodic and yeah, you've created your own instrument. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of like connects to our roots somehow. Like, we're not comfortable with like breath based stuff. Like, we're not going to start we're probably not going to start singing or like playing flutes or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's like everything like kind of touches on what we're comfortable performing with and feel we can express ourselves with. But
right.
Yeah, it's definitely gotten a little bit out there.
Well, it's really such a unique performance style. Again, I'm going to post some videos to the YXR stories later today. But just seeing the two of you, it's percussive, and you guys are really playing off of each other. Do you always face each other? And that's amazing. And amazing on its own, but I can imagine like it makes it also easy for folks to come in and collaborate and I guess that's where you really meet people is when you're collaborating with folks. Yeah. Who are some folks you've collaborated with on the road?
So one major official collaboration happened in 2023 in Japan. And we like duos a lot. So it happens to be a duo, like a quartet by the end, with this duo from Japan called Inoyama Land. And they are, let's say, an older generation, because they were particularly active in the 80s with what we usually call environmental music. And so some, let's say, form of ambient music. So that happened, and we released an album together called the Radio Yugawara. And then what other collaborations do we have, Chris? We have many like local collaborations.
Yeah.
Like our last album, something we really like is both on the thing we're working on now, but then on the last album, just kind of inviting people to contribute to like a track or something like that, because it's just kind of this easy way to reach out to all these people that we've met that we wanted to collaborate with, but we didn't know how. And I feel like just having like the starting part of a track, it's like easier to reach out to people. So also
on that album, we have a string quartet based in Austin, and we have a Japanese flute player from Japan who is also a drummer in the taiko group in Japan.
That's cool.
And yeah, different things.
Well, Passepartout Duo, Chris and Nico are here for just a few more, about a week or so more here in Memphis before they move on from the Crosstown Arts Residency Program. But tomorrow night, you can meet them, see their process, hear their music, see them collaborate, see them play on their own up in the Memphis Listening Lab. Around five, probably around 6:30, you'll perform, something like that. Well, I really appreciate y'all coming. My only regret is I didn't meet y'all sooner. Now that you're like, oh, you know, gotta move on. But you'll come back, right?
I mean, yeah. Can't wait to.
Okay, and we'll do something in the green room. That'll be fun. Yeah. Let's play one more track let's play one of your tracks though. Like, I'd love to play something. Y'all made a long playlist. We barely scratched the surface. So that's another reason you got to come back. But I've got y'all pick one and we'll play that out.
Yeah. Let's do, I can cue it up from over there.
Yeah, sure. Why don't you cue it up? And, I'll ask Nico what her favorite, food has been since she's been here.
I like crawfish and grits, actually. But people ask me about food a lot because I'm Italian. But that is a really wrong thing to do because I like every food.
Yes.
And I have my favorite food Like every day is a different favorite food. Okay, food
nice.
Is amazing.
Nice. I mean, there's a lot around here to walk to around, so that's cool. A lot of great Vietnamese food and all kinds of stuff. So, well, it's been a pleasure meeting you guys, and so much good luck on your travels. And I'll be following along on Instagram. And tell folks how to reach you on Instagram so they can follow you.
So our handle is at Passepartout Duo, which is, we're blessed with this like extremely difficult to spell name. So I don't know.
Spell it.
PassePartout Duo.
I see you looking at the sky.
D-U-O. There you go. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate y'all being here. Why don't you intro this last piece for us here?
This is from our last album, Argo, which is all about mixing synthesizers and acoustic instruments. So it features piano, string quartet, and the Surge synthesizer from EMS in Stockholm.